Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Just close your eyes this morning and listen to my words, if I'm able to get this out this morning. Somebody needs to hear this. I think we all need to hear this. But Papa is proud of you today. Papa is pleased with you today. Not because of what you do or what you don't do. Papa is just proud of you. He's proud of how he created you. And he wants you to know that he loves you today. And there's more to come than what you've experienced. And as I was standing here this morning, just worshiping, just feeling wave after wave of Papa's love toward my life, I was taken back to 1987. I graduated from Bible school in 1984. I got filled with the Holy Ghost in 81. I was a youth pastor at a church in 1987. Robin was pregnant with our first daughter, Jessica, and I was struggling. Maybe the only person who really knew how much I was struggling was Robin. And I think somebody needs to hear this morning. I mean, I was struggling in my emotions. I was struggling with not being good enough. And Robin would tell me all the time, she would say, Terry, I think it's just because she loved me. But in reality, I think she was telling me truth about myself. She said, you're the best person that I know. Why do you think this about yourself? But I was under a performance-based mindset where I thought Papa would be loving towards me and pleased with me if I did everything right and if I did everything perfectly. And you know, I could read the scriptures that talked about God loving me, but I had so many doctrines opposite of that that it kind of, it null and void anything that I could try to even possibly receive. Is everybody doing okay? And in the spring of 1987, I began to cry out, and I said, God, you're going to have to help me, or I'm going to exit this life. How many of you glad I didn't? Amen. 1987, some things, just one thing right after another, God began to do some things in me, and I was seeing things in the scriptures, but I had no one that I could really talk to, because any time that I would ask a question, I'd get shot down. And so I just quit asking, because the only person I really talked to was Robin. And that was good, and I appreciate that. It's probably saved my life. God began to do some things in me, and we were nearing May the 12th of 1987. And my daughter was going to be born, and I'm a mess. And I, you know, I'm thinking, I've got to be a good parent. I've got to show this kid who you are, Father. I've got to be good enough to be able to raise this child, because this world is going to hell in a handbasket. I was real positive, wasn't I? That was my doctrine speaking. And, you know, God will do something for you, just like Robin prayed a minute ago, in the greatest moment of your need. If you will just open yourself up, God will do something for you. And I had words, although again, words were nullified by other words, but I had words that God loved me. But that morning, Robin went into labor, and she, I can't remember how long you were in labor, but quite a while. I ate a lot of Ho-Hos and Twinkies. I was in labor as well.
You're a brave man.
Trying to lighten this up a little bit. But Jessica was born, and I cut the cord, and the doctor did a couple of things, and he gave her, the nurse gave Jessica to me, and I thought I was going to be the one telling her everything. And the truth is, that day, that little child in my arms, I experienced the love of God like I'd never experienced a dad, a father for a child. And I heard the father say to me, "I'm proud of you, Terry." And I told Jessica, you know, I said, "God loves you, and so do I." But that moment was the beginning of, I was already on a journey, but it amped up, and it just keeps getting amped up. I'm kind of drunk this morning a little bit, if you can't tell. And I began to experience the love of God, and I know I was on the planet. You can talk to Robin. I don't know what I was like. I know I was here on the planet, but emotionally, I was somewhere else. And it didn't mean that everything was corrected immediately. But something began to happen to me. And I began to experience the love of the Father and the unforgiveness that I held in my own heart toward other people and towards myself. It began to dissipate in that moment. And I began to see things in the Word, and I dare not say anything to anybody back then. I said as much as I thought I could say without getting in trouble. But the love of God is what has changed my life. Relationship with Papa is changing me on an emotional level and has been since that moment in 1987. I want you to close your eyes this morning. Now, I don't know when it's going to happen. Maybe right now. I don't know. It might be this afternoon. Whenever you're reading a scripture, you might be at a ball game. You might be watching television. But you're going to experience God and His love for you on a far greater level than anything that you've ever experienced. I know you have words on a page, and we can say God loves us, but God wants that love to be experiential. And God wants you to forgive yourself.
Praise God.
He's proud of you. One of the things in 1987... that I saw, and I've preached this a number of times, but a father being proud of a son or a daughter breeds confidence to do what you couldn't do on your own. And Jesus lived for 30 years, and He come up out of the River Jordan, and He heard the Father say, "This is My beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I'm proud." Before one miracle, before one message, before Jesus did anything, the Father was proud of Him. I don't know what happened in those 30 years, but I believe that God was proud of Him because He was His creation. Something's going to happen to you at a far greater level in the coming days than you've ever experienced. Because church isn't about hearing a message preached. It's about becoming one with the One who is already one with you. Amen. And Father, I thank you right now that our consciousness is coming into an awareness of how much in union we are with you. And in that union, there are no needs. All needs are met in that union. And we don't live by our circumstances. We don't live from the external. We live from the internal. And we're one with you. And you are one with us. I hear this song. Daisy, I don't know if you remember this or not. You may have to help me, Robin. I'm here in the beginning. I know it's a song in our repertoire somewhere in our past. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Sing it again.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end.
Every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you this morning. We thank you that you are bringing us to a higher level of awareness of who you are and who we are in you, of your love towards our life, of the fact that you're proud of us, and that we are forgiven. So we forgive ourselves this morning. Come on, say that with me if you can. I forgive myself. I let it go. Papa's proud of me. And knowing that will empower you with his grace to overcome whatever you need to overcome. Being empowered so that you can move forward in confidence. Hallelujah. Somebody else have something. I kind of don't want to move. Now everybody look up at me. I hear these words by the Spirit specifically, and I want to look at you right in the eye whenever I say it. Papa is proud of you regardless of your struggle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Regardless of struggle, Papa's proud of you. What will give you empowerment to overcome the struggle is knowing that he's always proud of you and that he loves you. A father empowers a son. A father empowers a son. Sorry, moms, you do your stuff, but a father empowers a son. My dad's told me for a long, long time, I'm proud of you, son. And sometimes I think, what have you got to be proud of me about? That's wrong thinking. That's bad thinking, really bad. And I've allowed that correction to happen. Whenever he says that, I say, thank you. Whenever somebody gives you a compliment, just say thank you. Receive it. Oh, it's not me. Oh, that's not me. No, I'm the one that is going to preach this morning. If you give me a compliment, I was doing it in his strength and in his power. You are not, God doesn't need you to be devoid of any glory. He gave you his glory. Wow. Wow. He gave you himself. Wow. Honor and esteem. That word glory is more than just smoke and mirrors. Are you listening to me this morning? Man, that's powerful. You realize he's in you. He's all around you.
Come on.
Incredible. The God of the universe has made his home in us. Praise God. I think you ought to love on each other this morning. Tell somebody you love them this morning. Introduce yourself to someone if you don't know someone. But just love on each other this morning. Praise Amen. God. Praise the Lord.